Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, been a busy week for you, my friend. How we doing?
Yeah, no, a busy 2 weeks, man. It all caught up with me today. Well, I woke up this morning and they say, yeah, time to pay the piper.
Hey, man. That's what happens when you're a hardworking man. TD's just out there getting stuff done over the last couple of weeks. You got to appreciate
it. This is the way.
So, TD, I want to start with you on edge rusher because everybody, obviously, between now and the draft, is going to talk about Abdul Carter and pay attention to Abdul Carter, and deservedly so. But I'm curious if anybody else in this process has really caught your eye at that spot, maybe somebody you've seen at the Senior Bowl. Maybe not. Maybe it's somebody else in kind of the evaluation process here. But how do you feel about this class in general in terms of edge rusher?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Abdul Carter, that's the cream of the crop. But you look at some of the other guys down there in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, Shamar Stewart, he just, you know, at that size and the get-off that he has was really, really impressive. And I like how, you know, he's violent, you know what I mean? So he can set that edge, but he also will get to the quarterback quickly. He has a variety of moves, too. He showed them down there. Landon Jackson out of Arkansas is another one. He's just like a high-motor guy. You know, think stylistically Trey Hendrickson. You know, one of those guys that just, like, he'll get sacks, you know, after going hard for like 3.5, almost 4 seconds, you know, and then he finally gets the quarterback down. That's how Landon Jackson is. So those are a couple guys. Kyle Kennard out of South Carolina is intriguing. Like, you know, he's a heavy-handed guy that, you know, will set the edge as well, and he'll get you sacks. So there were a bunch of them down there, though. I mean, it was a really, really good class, a good group in the trenches down there in Mobile.
How about a receiver, TD? I mean, we've talked about, you know, Burden before, certainly. I know Buch from Ohio State kind of gets overshadowed because mm-hmm. Ohio State always has multiple guys, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, that guy's really good too. How deep do you think this class is? And anybody jumping out at you there? I know, well, Dante Thornton has done some things. Anybody down there that really has caught your eye?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I got to stop at Exos in Plano, Texas, while I was at the Shrine Week last week. And, you know, I saw Luther Burden training. One of the other guys that was training with him, though, was Matthew Golden. And, you know, he's someone that you're going to see start to creep up. Well, not start to. He's already done it. You know, he's at that top of the second round, bottom of the first. And if he runs well, watch out. And he will run well. Most of the guys from Exos do. So those are a couple guys you look at Shrine Week. You know, Will Shepard. I mean, listen, you know, Vandy to Colorado, and he went there. You know, he was there with, you know, LeJonte Wester, Jimmy Horn Jr., obviously Travis Hunter. Not a lot of footballs to go around, but he still put up impressive numbers. And watching him there, I mean, he's a legit 6'3", 6'4". You know, that size is it can be verified looking at him. He had a couple nice catches. I think you look at the Shrine Week, Ja'Cory Brooks, you know, out of Louisville, a beautiful route. He runs his route that reminds me of Stevie Johnson, the way he runs his route. So if you think back to the Bills days, you know. You look at the Senior Bowl, there were a variety of guys. Pat Bryant, you know, a big, sturdy receiver, really good releases, catches the, you know, the ball in traffic. You look at him, Jaden Ivey, he was another one that was impressive. So there were a lot of receivers, and I think this is going to be a good opportunity to grab somebody late.
So, TD, we had Charles Robinson on our show yesterday, and he talked about how, you know, from some people he's talked to, would not be surprised if Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss and potentially Jalen Milroe out of Alabama could make some noise here and maybe creep up towards the first round in the draft. What do you make of, you know, we've talked so much about Sanders and Ward, and we're going to continue to, but what do you make of the quarterback class beyond those two, and how do you view a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe in this process?
Yeah, well, you know, every year it's like the Lion King, you know, where they held Simba up to the sky and they say, you know, you're the one. There's always every year they have a guy. Jackson Dart is the one this year. It was J.J. McCarthy last year. Excuse me. And it's just like, it's just how it works, you know. I was not impressed with Jackson Dart at all. That first day, neither I wasn't impressed with Milroe either. And, you know, the receivers down there, good thing they were able to create separation and show that, because they didn't have a lot of opportunities, at least that, especially that first day, to show that they could make catches. Because, you know, I video, it's on my ex. There were like 13 straight passes and one-on-ones, the ball hit the ground. And I was like, you know what, I'm done, and walked away and watch O-line, D-line, you know. The best quarterback I've seen over the last 2 weeks is Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. He has a big arm. He's not going to, you know, run for too many yards for you, anything like that, but he was very productive at Syracuse last year. And, yeah, he was the best one. But you talk overall, Will Howard, I was kind of disappointed he didn't participate, but I get it. He played very late, you know, winning the national championship. Those are the two guys I would put in there for the third quarterback.
Yeah, that's really interesting too, because obviously Ohio State moves on from McCord
to
get Will Howard. And a lot of the year I was like, I don't know if that was a good move. McCord was really good at Syracuse. Obviously Will Howard ends up, you know, winning it. But that is an interesting thought with those two guys.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thought, TD, that a lot of people have thrown out there. The idea that, you know, I mean, I think the Titans, one way or the other, they're going to address the offensive line. There's going to be a new offensive tackle, maybe via draft, maybe free agency, maybe both, coming in. Do you think it's on the table that J.C. Latham, that after all this, they end up saying, you know what, he probably is still better on the right side, and they go look for a different left tackle? Or do you think that's just, you know, fantasy football talk at this point?
No, I don't think it's fantasy football talk. Brian Callahan did say that J.C. is a left tackle, but I'm curious. Later in the process, I think that is a good thing to ask him. But here's the thing. Would you get a draft any of these left tackles high? And if you're not going to draft them high, I don't know that I would bring a rookie in and have J.C. flip. You know what I mean? I would say just go ahead and get you a right tackle. And one of the guys I will mention at the Senior Bowl, Carson Vincent out of Alabama A&M, shout out HBCUs. And he's a guy, actually he had a rep against Shamar Stewart, and it was a really good one. They have a competition period at the end of practice, and they call him out, you know, and they called he and Stewart out, and he, you know, put him out the club. So he is somebody kind of along the lines of like a Titus Howard, like that type that you can take. He played left tackle, but you could flip him to right, and he could probably be productive for you.
TD, we all know, like, at some point here in this process, the Titans are going to have to find some help at receiver, and preferably from a younger guy. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the first round. But what do you make of a guy like Xavier Restrepo, who we've been asked about a lot this week out of Miami? What do you make of kind of the fit that he could be and what he could look like at the NFL level?
Yeah, I love that you bring him up. I talked to him for a while about playing the slot, you know, just creating that feel for space and understanding, you know, where to settle into windows and stuff like that. And you know, that dude has played a lot of football, you know what I mean? And he has a nice catalog of guys he told me he watched, you know, ranging from Julian Edelman all the way to Ja'Marr Chase. And I was like, okay, I like this, you know, and he's someone who's productive, you know, very reliable. And he's a quarterback's best friend. But you do have him now, a couple other guys that, you know, come right into play. When you mention a guy like Restrepo, you look at LaJonte Wester and the way he tempos his routes and, you know, how he's able to create separation, his quickness. He's somebody, I mean, he's only like 180 pounds, you know, but he's somebody that could work that middle of the field. You're not going to really get chances to hit him, but he'll get you yards after catch. And you know, both of those guys, you have to see them in the return game. And I'm going to wrap it up with Tez Johnson. You know, when we're talking about Restrepo and those types. And that Oregon receiver, I don't care that he's 156 pounds. I do not care, because that little dude right there, he's going to catch it and he's going to go. And he's tough to cover. He was behind the corners down there consistently.
How much does he remind you of the kid from Louisville whose name is escaping me now, who went to the Rams? Tutu. Comparison? Yeah. No, comparison
that,
there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you had that comparison, because they're both like really frail guys, but they play bigger than their size.
So anyone else this week, TD, just out of nowhere, you've been like, whoa, at whatever position it may be?
Just trying to think through here. Not that came out of nowhere. I was impressed with Ronnie Gadsden Jr., the tight end out of Syracuse. Arroyo, the tight end out of Miami, ran routes really well. He was impressive. Most of it was pretty much as advertised. You know, the guys you thought could play, they went down there and they played.
Well, TD, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. Get you some rest after a busy couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. TD, our guest, joins us every Friday here on the program. We'll react to what TD had to say, get back into the Titans and the quarterback discussion as well. We've got Preds Pick to Click coming later this hour. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.